Say, Lord, my eyes see.
Lord, my eyes see.
My ears hear.
My ears hear.
And my heart does perceive.
And my heart does perceive.
What you're doing in me.
What you're doing in me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Loud and clear this morning, I heard Colossians chapter 3. And the verse that I believe he wants to emphasize is this, verse 12. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, with kindness, with humility and gentleness and patience. Bear with each other's and forgive whatever grievance you may have against another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. So I'm going to ask you to just close your eyes right now and declare with me. Say, therefore,
therefore,
I'm as God's chosen person,
as God's chosen person,
holy and dearly loved,
holy and dearly loved,
I'm clothing myself,
I am clothing myself
with compassion,
with compassion,
with kindness,
with kindness,
with humility,
with humility,
and gentleness,
and gentleness,
and with patience,
and with patience.
I'm going to bear with my brothers and sisters.
I'm going to bear with my brothers and sisters.
Forgive them.
Forgive them.
Whatever grievance.
Whatever grievance.
They may have against.
They may have against.
Me or another.
Me or another.
I'm going to forgive as the Lord forgave me.
I'm going to forgive even as the Lord has forgiven me.
Thank you, Jesus. Because he didn't lay conditions down.
Because he didn't lay conditions down.
And over all these virtues,
and over all these virtues,
I put on love.
I put on love.
First for myself.
First for myself.
And then for my brothers and sisters.
And then for my brothers and sisters. Which as a byproduct
will bring perfect unity.
Will bring perfect unity.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I know that may stir some stuff inside, and that's okay. I don't have a problem with that. But I want to back it up to Colossians chapter 2, verse 20. It says, since you died with Christ to the basic principles of this world, why, as though you still belong to it, do you submit to its rules? Do not handle, do not taste, do not touch. These are all destined to perish with use because they are based on human commands and teachings. Such regulations indeed have an appearance of wisdom, but with their self-imposed worship, their false humility, and their harsh treatment of the body, but they lack any value in restraining sensual indulgences. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your heart on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Take that one in. Take that reality in, because many times these are just words and opinions of the Word of God, but they are real if you allow them to become real to you. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways. I love this part because it tells you point blank. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived. But now you have rid yourself of all such things as these, and they are anger and rage and malice and slander and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is no Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, syndicate, slaves or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy, dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion. And I find that most people clothe themselves with compassion for their neighbor, but they don't do it for themselves. And the first person that you need to change your attitude towards is you. The criticalness, the fault finding, the legalism that destroys, which you have been taught. I'm not saying you weren't taught, but when you're taught to stay in that mode, you'll never taste the next level. So, clothe yourself with kindness. For who? You first. Clothe yourself with humility and gentleness. With you first. And patience. I didn't have any patience for me. I had patience for my neighbor, but not for me. I didn't have time for that. That was dumb. Wasted time. Which is another lie from hell. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievance you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. There's the condition. The Lord forgives us of everything, and he doesn't hold any grudges. He said, I set you free. Well, I want to set my brother free or my sister free or myself free, except in that little box. And the Lord said, get rid of the box. Eliminate the box. Don't let the box control you. Because without a shadow of a doubt, the Father never got disappointed in his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And guess who's living inside of you? You heard the word. The deposit of his Spirit inside of us. The holy sperm of the Father came inside of me and in you. And it is mighty in God to see it grow and mature. My sister's expecting. Okay? And when you're expecting, there's an awful excitement. Because until you know, oh my God, is it a boy or a girl? Do you know yet?
It's a boy.
It's a boy! Yay!
That's going to be. Excited?
Yes! All right!
A little baby brother.
That's going to be exciting. So, what I'm saying to you is this. Has that baby ever done anything wrong?
Yeah.
I love it. Do you hold yourself in that place where you find fault, even in little situations that you should never hold against yourself? And then the Lord says, I've already freed you of all this. I've already given you every victory that I've gained. When I set myself on that tree, I paid the full price.
Amen.
And when he paid the full price and we're still holding against ourselves grudges, or because there's a weakness that he hasn't delivered us from, or a particular life situation that you would like to see different in yourself. If you give it to him, he'll take care of it. But if you hold on to it, he's going to leave you in charge with a control status. And you might beat yourself up, but you know what? You're going to get absolutely nowhere. Because under your own anointing, you won't get free. Under the anointing of grace and favor and mercy, you'll get everything that was designed for you to get. And be patient with your body, be patient with your soul. Because I've learned that there's old patterns and they spring to life when you least expect it.
Least expect them, yes.
Amen? And then you get all angered up against, you know, oh my God, I did it again. Yep. So what? Get off your self-pity party and start declaring what Jesus said to say. He took my sin. He took my nature of sin. And he took it himself on that tree. And therefore, I know I'm not guilty anymore. And Romans 8:1 says there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And as you declare it, your brain's going to say, but. Put the buts out. Get rid of the buts and go back to Jesus, who is full of compassion, full of kindness, full of mercy. And as you give it to yourself, he'll clean it out. He'll clean it out. He'll get rid of whatever weakness you and I can't stand. And he will get the glory, not you, because you did such a great job. And pat yourself on the shoulder. Oh, my God, I did such a good work. Well, that's not too humble, is it? So keep that in mind. Last but not least, okay, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your heart to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So I rest my case. This word, I pray, will change some of your thinking about yourself and maybe about your weaknesses, whatever they may be. If you've conquered a few areas and he's given you that new freedom, walk in it. But if you find that you have a neighbor that has the same problem or something similar, pray for them. Intercede for them. Because when you're interceding for them, God's going to continue healing and strengthening you. Amen. Your compassion as a priest of the Most High will carry so much more weight than you realize. So does anybody know that somebody's stuck in some form of sin?
Yes.
If you have someone, just lift your hand. Say, I have somebody.
I have somebody.
That's hurting.
That's hurting.
Deep.
Deep.
And I'd like to heal them.
And I'd like to heal them.
But I can't.
But I can't.
But I know the one who can.
But I know the one who can.
I know his name.
I know his name.
I know his nature.
I know his nature.
And his nature is full of compassion.
And his nature is full of compassion.
So am I.
So am I.
His nature is full of kindness.
His nature is full of kindness.
So am I.
So am I.
His nature is full of humility.
His nature is full of humility.
And so am I.
And so am I.
He's full of gentleness.
He's full of gentleness.
And even patience.
And even patience.
And so am I.
And so am I.
So I'm going to lift him up.
So I'm
going to
lift
her up.
I'm going to lift her up.
Until the fullness of Christ.
Until the fullness of Christ.
Is manifest in them.
Is manifest in them.
As it is coming to life in me.
As it is coming to life in me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's it. Any additions? Then you are commissioned to love one another. Yes.